Please welcome from Jerusalem, Madonna.
We roamed and rambled the whole world preacher, we kept on praying. Our prayers were answered. Hey, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From the naked desert to the heights of Golan. From the port of Haifa to the Sea of Galilee. Hey, this land was made for you and me. This land was God's land, and he gave it to Abraham, and he gave it to Isaac, and he gave it to Jacob. And now it's our land, it's for our children. Hey, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From the Negev desert to the heights of Golan, from the port of Haifa to the Sea of Galilee. Hey, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From the Negev desert to the heights of Golan, from the port of Haifa to the Sea of Galilee. Hey, this land was made for you and me.
Of their First Amendment rights, certain religious groups will be missionizing on these premises. Well, it says in the Talmud, Da Mashitoshi Le'apikaris, which basically means that you have to have an answer for these people should they accost you and say something like,
Hi, my name is Rainbow, and I'm a marshmallow. I used to be a Planters peanut, but I became aware, and we would like you to join us. We love you. Our leader, he's a big marshmallow. And he's all gooey inside.
So as a public service to the Jewish community, Megamai is preparing these snappy answers to missionaries' pamphlet. Well, it's still in the press at the moment, so... But as... We haven't gotten to the funny part yet. So until the pamphlet comes out, however, so you should have the answers necessary, we have prepared the Megamai snappy answer to missionaries song until the pamphlet comes out. So...
What do you say to a proselytizer?
What do you say to a proselytizer?
What do you say to a proselytizer?
Early in the morning.
What do you say to a proselytizer? What do you say to a proselytizer?
There's only one God in the sky, sir.
Early in the morning.
And what do you say to a Hare Krishna? What do you say to a Hare Krishna?
Frankly, I prefer the Mishnah.
Early in the morning.
And what do you say to a long-haired hippie? What do you say to a long-haired hippie?
In the mikvah we go dippy early in the morning.
And what do you say to a transcendental meditator?
I can't even pronounce it.
What do you say to a transcendental meditator?
Great test.
It's almost Shabbos, see you later
early in the morning.
And what do you say to a proselytizer?
What do you say to a proselytizer?
There's only one God in my life, sir,
early in the morning.
Thank you very much. They asked us if we could please do this song.
No.
No,
wait a minute. No, but this is, you can't do this already.
Oh, let me explain. If you ever go to Italy, don't do this. In Italy, that's terrible. But in Israel, it just needs wait a minute. So remember, Italy, no. Israel, yes. So, see, what happened, this is a kiddie song. We normally would do this in educational concerts for little kiddies. But they asked us, so if you wouldn't mind all being kiddies again for about 5 minutes, we can do this song and make our friends very happy. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah. Okay. So do it just like it was a kiddie show.
Just like it's a kiddie show.
Yeah.
Hi, boys and girls! Boys and girls, this is my partner, Mr. Levine. Say, hi, Mr. Levine.
Hi, boys and girls. Hi.
Boys and girls, you know, it's come to our sad attention that unfortunately there are some Jewish people in the world who are not keeping Shabbos. And this isn't very good. No, it's no joking matter either. My partner, Mr. Levine. Say hi, Mr. Levine, one more time.
Oh, hi.
My partner, Mr. Levine, would like to sing this next song in which he explains that no matter how difficult or how costly, it really is very, very important for all the Jewish people in the world to keep Shabbos. Mr. Levine, sir.
Why, thank you.
You are entirely welcome.
Well, my Zadie knew Napoleon. He went with him to war. He fought in a great big battle back in 1824. Well, it was almost time for Shabbos. So Zadie said, what should I do?
Wait a minute.
What?
Are you trying to tell us that your Zadie, a Jew, was a soldier in the army of Napoleon Bonaparte?
That's right. My Zadie, Blunderbuss Levine.
Blunderbuss Levine was your Zadie?
I find nothing comical. But he was the most decorated Jewish soldier in the whole French army. Why, he had gold medals on his chest.
Gold medals on
his chest. Stripes on his arms.
Stripes on his
arms. And gold uplets.
Gold what?
Braids. Gold braids on his shoulders.
Yes, braids on his shoulders.
He was fighting a very important battle. It was September 18th, 1824, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
One second. Did I just hear you say September 18th, 1824?
Yes, late in the afternoon.
Hold on. September 18th, 1824, 1823. That was a Friday, as I recall.
That's right. It was
1824.
That's right. Right. And he was getting on towards Shabbos. He can't fight on Shabbos, so he went to Napoleon. He said, look, I can't fight on Shabbos. What should I do?
And what did Napoleon say?
He said, you're going home and keep Shabbos, because I'm going to Waterloo.
Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No, trip pay. Ain't gonna make things work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No, double, trip pay. Ain't gonna make things work on Saturday.
Well, I used to be a mason.
A mason.
A bricklayer was I. I worked on a skyscraper 100 stories high. Well, this load of bricks was coming up. And I was waiting at the top.
Just wait a bit more.
Ooh.
First of all, Blunderbuss Levine, you're saying he's the most decorated Jewish soldier in the army of Napoleon Bonaparte.
That's easy for you to say.
And now you're asking, you also are a bricklayer?
High-rise Levine.
High-rise Levine.
Levine,
isn't it? Well, they please call me that because I always work on the top of the skyscraper. Well, we were working on a Friday. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon.
4:30.
And we were putting up this huge, this gigantic load of bricks.
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 Up to the 100th floor so we could finish the building. But it's almost time for Shabbos. The work's got to stop.
So you went to the foreman, right?
No, I let the whole thing drop.
Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, double, triple pay. Gonna make me work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, double, triple pay. Gonna make me work on Saturday.
Well, I took up deep sea diving. And I took an awful chance on the deck of a sunken ship. I got caught by my pants. It was almost time for Shabbos. My watch said 2:45.
Just wait a minute, one more time. First of all, Pondabus of India says the most decorous souls of the island of Point Boulevard.
Yes.
Prickly air, high rise limit.
True.
You guys, can you believe that you also are a deep sea diver?
Snorkel Levine.
Snorkel Levine is your name.
That's right.
Okay, you are under the water snorkel. What is happening?
Besides, well, I was about 100 fathoms under the water.
Are we under the water now?
100 fathoms. Oh, no, Jimmy Hoffman.
Oh, we're under the water.
Okay, I was 100 fathoms under the water. And I was swimming. I give up. What does that have to do with me being under the water?
Chicken of the sea.
By this sunken ship, and there was this hunk of metal sticking out, and I didn't see it. And it caught me right back where you can't get it. And I really started getting nervous. I started breathing hard. The air bubbles were breathing. These fish were coming by and they're laughing at me. You can't keep Shabbos in the sea.
What did you do?
Well, I swam on back to shore and I drove that big ship home with me.
Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, double, triple pay. Gonna make me work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, double, triple pay. Gonna make me work on Saturday.
What was that?
What was what?
Just as I was about to start my fourth and final true story.
Yes.
You went doom, 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 doom.
This here on the guitar?
I was going to start singing.
And you're asking what this is here?
Yes.
That in music, sir, is called a modulation.
Is that anything like a conversion?
No. A modulation takes you if we were in a low place.
It takes
you up to a higher place.
Musical aliyah.
So to speak. I get you from one place to the next. I can get bus.
Very impressive.
It is. It's sophisticated.
Well, I worked at Cape Canaveral.
You worked at Cape Canaveral.
Astronaut was I. They shot me in a missile.
They shot me in a missile.
Way up into the sky. Well, there I was in outer space.
There he was in outer space.
It was Friday afternoon.
Wait, one last minute. First of all, part of us when you say the soldier in the army of the Point Boulevard.
Yes.
Strictly a high rise on it.
True.
Dinky divers, snorkeling.
Correct.
And now you ask if the people of New York, you also are an astronaut.
Blast off, Levine.
Blast off, Levine is your name.
The best astronaut ever to come out of Yeshiva.
Okay, you are up in outer space.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Outer space music. Oh, yes.
In a one-man space capsule. Surrounded by computer readouts and missile guidance systems. With a vacuum-packed life support system. And a gigantic helmet on and my Yamaha on inside.
There is a Yamaha on inside your space helmet.
Yes, E.T. Well, there I was in outer space. It was Friday afternoon. You trying to catch my attention?
What did you do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Me and my trusty Kiddushka, we spent Shabbos on the moon!
They ain't gonna work on Saturday. They ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, double, triple pay. They ain't gonna make me work
on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. No double, triple pay. Gonna make me work on Saturday.